Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to this episode of Lost in IKEA. My name is Alex, and I'm the host. And today I have brought...
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hannah George to be my guest.
Woo!
Yeah, Hannah's my co-general manager of WJRH. Don't mean to spoil whatever Hannah's about to say, but as always, I would like us to talk about, you know, how we got to know each other and how we became friends.
I don't remember how I originally knew who you were, but I remember, I think it was sophomore year. I think it was sophomore year, and there was a radio party at Matt Gerber's house.
Mm.
And you and Danielle were there, and I was there with Elizabeth Good. And I think I, like, knew that you were the same year as us. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, these are all the... Maybe it was even freshman year, actually. And I was like, oh, like, this is another freshman. Like, I know that. But... I was kind of, I think we, like, said hi to each other, and I think we acknowledged, like, oh, we're the only freshmen here kind of thing, and then that was my, that's my first, like, memorable interaction.
It's funny, because I totally, now, I didn't remember that, but now that you're bringing it up, I think I kind of remember myself and Dan, I remember me and Danielle being like, wow, there are no other other freshmen at this event.
Yeah.
Except for us. And I feel like I remember kind of chit-chatting with other people there. It was a small gathering.
It was kind of weird.
WJRH parties were always weird.
I remember Connor Bush was there. Because then when he joined the board, I was like, I've seen this man.
Because
He always wore the exact same sweatshirt. And I was like, I know who that is.
That's really funny.
And that's... Oh, I remember Matt Gerber and Leo were there. And they were wearing, like, different band shirts. And they're like, oh, like, we came in theme because it's a radio party.
Oh, that's kind of lame.
But it was their house.
I know.
They're
so, they, like,
so cute.
Came in theme. No, they were very cute.
They're so cute. They lived together in Chicago, somewhere.
Wow. Did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's our first, that's the first memorable interaction, but I obviously knew who you were. And so I don't know why. I do like to know who everyone is. Mm. So I might have just happened to know who you were from, like, Instagram or something.
I see.
That was the first memorable interaction. When I joined the board, did I know who you were?
What was your position when you joined?
I was
PR. Remember.
Oh,
you were PR before, you went from PR to GM?
Vice GM.
You know, it's so funny because I was such a similar... I went from alumni relations to Vice GM.
Because everyone, when you were there, was a senior or was a junior.
And yeah.
Then, like, you were, like, the only one that wasn't, right?
Cole ran for... I remember Cole ran for...
Cole's on the board?
GM.
Calvin.
I'm sorry, Calvin.
Yeah.
Calvin ran for GM. And that was, like, a natural choice. There was no questions asked. So I was like, okay, I'll probably be GM. But then, I mean, I'll be vice GM. And then I ran against, actually, I think it was Keon.
Oh.
Keon Modeste, I think it's his name.
Yeah.
Modest Modeste.
Okay.
At the time. And everybody, I felt like everybody on the board was like, yeah, Alex is going to be vice GM. But then, maybe it wasn't Keon. Maybe it was someone else. But anyways, I think it was Keon. Gave a speech. My speech was like...
You gave a speech.
Yes, we had to give speeches back then.
That's a new thing. I mean, that's something that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, I gave a speech to the board about why I wanted to be vice GM, but because I really thought it was mine, I was like, haha, I just, like, love being a part of WJRH, and I wanted this role. Like, it really wasn't thought out. I didn't really bring my qualities to the table. And then my opponent went, presumably Keon, and, like, gave this whole... huge speech about why he loved WJRH and why it was so important to him and, like, what he has done and what characters he'll bring to the position, and I was like, oh my goodness, am I about to lose this election? I didn't, but...
I thought you were going to say you lost, and I knew you didn't.
I was nervous that I was going to.
Wow.
But yeah, we went from small to big, interestingly
enough. I feel like the radio has really changed in the past 4 years that I've been here.
Yes, a lot.
Is it rude to say that I think it's partially because of us?
No, I think that's part of being a leader, is creating change.
I think we've done an amazing job.
Yeah. I was just reflecting on that. When I was inside just now, before this podcast started, yeah. Hannah was doing something and I was doing something.
I was actually on this really crazy walk with Stefano. He was like, let's go to the castle. And I was like, okay. And we literally walked all the way up the hill that gets you to, like, Giant.
Oh, my goodness.
It was, like, not fun. No, like, being with Stefano was fun, but, like, the hill, not fun.
Yeah, Danielle and I went to Gala Park the other day, and it was a hike.
Yeah, but, like, I was wearing, like, my fashion shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Quite fashionable.
Thank you. I really like these shoes. And we, like, walked all the way there. We get to the castle, and it was nice, but not the wow factor that I had expected it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely nice. Not wow.
I see.
And then we walked back. We didn't go up the hill. We went the zigzag way back.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, while you were doing that, I was, I decided to do a quick impromptu show.
Really?
For, like, 20 minutes.
Really? How was that?
Emotional.
Why?
Because I haven't done a show the whole semester. And
yeah,
sitting,
what's up with that?
And sitting there and starting. I realized that I had done two shows, actually.
Okay, okay.
One in February and one in April.
Okay.
So this is technically show number three. But it was just really emotional because I haven't sat in the studio in so long. And I was really reflecting and playing some sad music. Anyways, I was reflecting upon how you and I have brought change onto WGRH in a positive way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been cool.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had the mural.
Oh my god.
That mural was dope. Last year.
Last year, I mean, the Valentine playlist swap things.
That was, I think, the first thing that we did.
That was the first event that we did.
Or that I did,
I
guess.
I think those events were really, really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we had parties last semester, or we've been getting into, like, an annual party, and I think that's been kind of cool, too. But I feel like there's, like a set people who come to the parties.
Yeah, we haven't totally gotten the whole general body.
No, but I'm not mad at it. Like, I kind of like the people that do come.
Yeah.
Like, all those, like, girls who are at the after party. Like, I don't know. I kind of think it's cool. I know that Calvin really wanted a space where people who weren't in Greek life could come and be like, I'm in the radio.
That's what I also wanted out of radio parties.
I don't know if we made that space, but I think that...
I think it's building.
It's building.
I feel like the current first year and sophomore classes are really starting to, because of the social events that we've put on, are really getting into that.
Yeah.
At the party where we first, quote unquote, met.
Yeah.
That was the moment when I was like, I'm going to change WGRH and make this like a community. I wouldn't say we have fully achieved community, but I think that people have definitely gotten to know each other better over the past 2 years.
Well, it's also hard because the thing that connects us all is so individual.
Right.
You know, like, I'm on the Frisbee team and like, it's a team. Like,
right.
You have to play this game as a team, like, by the definition of the game.
Yeah.
But the definition of the radio show is one to two people.
Right.
You know?
Who already, they go, there are two people, but they know each other already. They're not, like,
mm-hmm.
getting to know
They're
each other.
Getting to know each other.
Right.
So, I think that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of cool. I mean, this is the constant, like, thing of how everyone who has a show has, like, a common interest, but they don't know each other.
Right. For Valentines, I'm trying to think who I was with. I was with Stefano most recently, Alex Madera, what's her name? Is her name Jessie Anderson? Is that her name, Jessie?
Jess. Annoyed, like, always tired on Instagram.
Yes, always tired on Instagram. her. I don't remember who else I've been with.
Yeah.
I think it's at three. We've definitely done more than three, but that's all I can remember right now. Oh, Annika Murray.
Oh, they're really cool.
Yeah.
They were at our house the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
I'm really envious of the frequency with which they dye their hair.
I am as well.
Because it just grows out, you know? My hair, if I were to dye my whole head, it would take like a year.
I'm impressed the most recent decoration that they did was really it was like sick.
Leopard print.
No, it was, well, yes, but it was also like, what's that like bandana print?
Paisley? Oh, yes, paisley.
That was sick. It was really, really cool. Impressive.
I know someone who, someone I went abroad with, they, well, he was he and pronouns. He dyed his hair in the shape and pattern of like a globe.
That's sick.
He did green for the consonants and blue around it.
That's so cool.
It was really cool. I saw a TikTok about it. When I met him, he had black hair. But that was only months before. Like, because when your hair is that short, you can turn it around really quickly. I mean, you've been dyeing your hair. What are your thoughts on having your hair dyed?
I dyed the whole thing purple, but it didn't really work. Mm. So it just kind of sometimes gets a little shimmery.
I see.
And then I dyed the front bits pink. But it's not a dye. It's like a conditioner.
So oh,
interesting. It's going to wash out. Like, it's already fading. But it makes me kind of sad. I really wish it wouldn't fade.
I've never heard of that conditioner. I've never heard you could do it with like a conditioner.
I kind of like it. I got it in the beginning of the year, and I just did like a little bit. So I'll dye the whole thing sometimes, and then it goes away. I don't know. I think it's kind of fun that you can change it up.
Right. What's the name of the conditioner? I'm kind of interested now.
It's at CVS. I could totally get it. I mean, it would be might be hard on your hair because it's so dark.
Right.
That's the thing that also gets me. Like, you have to bleach it.
Do you have to bleach?
No, my hair is kind of light enough-ish.
Yeah.
But if I want, like, I think the purple didn't work partially because my hair is a little too dark.
I see. Yeah. I've colored my hair in the past.
Yeah.
But I've had to bleach it down to...
Which is hard. Blonde. It's a lot.
Yeah. And then one time I wanted to do... I've done, like, all the colors. Not my whole head, but I've done I did the underneath of my hair and, like, the ends.
I did that freshman year. I liked it.
In high school and middle school, I did the... Middle school, I did the ends when my hair was, like, longer. It was past my chest. And then in high school, I always had the underneath done. I did basically all the colors. I really liked them, but I wanted to do blue one time. So I dyed it blonde. I did it blue at home. My mom helped me. And within two showers, it turned green. Because to do blue, you have to get to, like, white. You can't do blonde because yellow and blue will make it green.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That kind of happened to my sister a little bit.
I see.
Yeah. Which was your favorite color?
Well, back then, red was my favorite color.
Yeah.
So I really liked red. It felt kind of badass.
That's cool.
But then when it faded... It wasn't always blonde. It was kind of like a bronze burnt orange color. So I kind of liked how it was, quote unquote, naturally, like undyed but bleached, if that makes sense. I've thought about going back in college. Well, in college, I've had my hair. I had highlights my senior year of high school. And then, hey.
Hey.
I had highlights my senior year of high school. And then I let those fade out. When I got to college, they were kind of on the ends. And I eventually cut them off. But I haven't touched my hair. I haven't dyed my hair in like 4 years. I've been thinking about doing it again. But
you should.
I think about it kind of jokingly. I wish it was less permanent. So I guess you have figured it out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it would work at all on your hair. But you could try.
It might not. Or I could just like chaotically pour lemon juice all over my head and see what that does.
I've thought about that. I've definitely thought about that.
Yeah. That's really unpredictable. I think though, right?
I think so. That's pretty silly.
Someone just put lotion on. Can you smell it in the air?
I do. I like it.
It's nice. I think it's like sweet pea or some like vanilla bean.
I need some lotion on my hands. They're so dry. I'm really glad all of our listeners cannot see because they would be uncomfortable.
I guess we could have done a video podcast. I feel like people do that. They post on TikTok,
is
you know?
Is this television show?
Like weird adults. No, they like...
I think it's like...
They sit around a table.
Twitch stream.
Yeah, but I feel like it comes up on my TikTok. Like on a couch or something. But we don't do that.
We're not that weird.
If the listeners cannot tell, we are outside right now.
Outside. There's a lot of people here.
It is yet again another really nice day on College Hill in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it is a really nice day. It's a little chilly in the shade, actually.
Yeah, I did put a... I'm wearing a sweater. Do you want to go into the sun?
No, we're here.
I don't know, we can pause and restart and teleport into the sun for the listeners.
Pause.
Okay.
That's an insane idea.
Is that not how podcasts work?
Nope.
They've got to be raw.
Podcasts
raw dogged.
Raw dog. I went to a hot dog party today. Speaking of dogs.
That's not what I would think of first. When your dog, but go ahead. Go ahead with your hot dogs.
It was interesting because I'm not that close to the people whom the party was for slash with. And I don't know, I was kind of thinking, I was like, wow, I don't really know these people that well. Like, should I say? Should I leave?
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun, though. I had a hot dog, actually, at the hot dog party. Caroline Burns made this really good bean salad.
Mm.
There was Cool Whip and berries, and I love Cool Whip.
Really? That's so interesting.
Did you ever read those cupcake books as a kid? They were called, like, Oh Cupcake, or, like,
were they, like, different colors?
And they had different, like, really complicated cupcakes on the cover.
No, I don't think I know what you're talking about.
This was, like, one of the biggest things that my sister and I, we got all the books, and then the cupcakes are so difficult. It's like, make a cupcake, then melt frosting, and use...
Oh, it's like a recipe book.
Mixing, yeah. Like, use melting wafers, and then get a Jolly Rancher, and melt it down, and blend it, and then make it into a dog, and now your cupcake looks like a dog, and I'm like, what? And one of the recipes was a ghost, and it was with Cool Whip. You're supposed to make a chocolate brownie cupcake, and then put, like, Cool Whip on top, and that was the one that we made because it was one of the easier ones.
I used to be kind of obsessed with cupcakes.
Yeah, my sister and I, we didn't have cable, and so we learned about YouTube after we got a little too old for PBS Kids, so, like, when I was, like, 12.
Okay.
And then we started watching this cupcake lady, and her name was, like, Yo Max Cupcake, because her son's name was Max, and she would make cupcakes for her son.
Okay.
And we watched those videos, and then we learned about Cupcake Wars on YouTube. Great show. And then we learned about the next Food Network star.
What discoveries you
and
made.
And learned about Chopped, and then I started cooking instead of watching YouTube.
What an arc.
I would say that's my, like, character. That's my, like, how I came to be.
That's how you came to be, Hungry Hand, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was in middle school, me and my friend used to love to bake together.
That's cute.
My friend Grace.
And
we had this, like, dream where we would, like, move to Vermont together and, like, own a bakery where we sold cupcakes. And then in the times that we weren't selling cupcakes, we were working at a ski mountain. I was a ski instructor and she was a snowboard instructor. And that was our life. We're gonna live in a cottage in Vermont and just do that. But I loved cupcakes. I made my own recipes.
Really?
I got really into decorating. Like, I have a whole piping set at home with, like, different tips. I have a core. I used to core them.
Wow.
I was really intense at cupcake baking.
Yeah, the coring was a big part of this cupcake book.
Yeah, coring, I thought, was the most lavish thing you could do. It was like, whoa, when you buy two cupcakes.
Were they actually good?
I did not let a single cupcake go awry. If I did, then I would eat it. I was not allowed to be part of the collection.
That's really silly.
Yeah, very silly.
That's really, really silly, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Cupcakes, man. I haven't made a cupcake in a really long time.
I haven't baked in a really long time.
We should make
period.
I have a cupcake.
Try.
At home.
Oh, we can do it. We can make it out of the box. We don't need to...
What? How could you say that after just saying you used to develop your own recipes?
Because it's such a hassle.
I love the time that it takes to make something, and then you eat it, and you're like, I just spent so much time on this. Like, it tastes so good.
Yeah. I don't think I appreciate it enough to appreciate the nuances and taste enough to warrant going through all that effort.
Yeah.
When I'm so happy from a box mix.
I would say that I don't... No offense, don't like cupcakes enough where it needs to be baked fresh.
No, anything. I think cookies, brownies, cakes. I don't think that the flavor...
Really?
I don't think my palate understands the nuances and the flavors for me to go through the effort of
That's
making
really
from scratch.
Every year, well, not every year, COVID and then beyond, I like to make a birthday cake for myself.
Oh.
Like, from scratch. and that's a lot of fun. Like, I always have a lot of fun doing it. So, COVID birthday, I made a beet velvet cake. So it was a red velvet cake, but it was red because of beets, which is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, I made just a chocolate cake, but I learned how to make this vanilla frosting, because frosting is literally just butter and sugar, and it's kind of gross if you think too much about it.
Yeah.
So I found this recipe for, like, less sugar, because it's actually made with flour.
But can you not have flour?
Well, it's gluten-free flour.
Oh, okay.
And so you cook it with, like, flour and butter and sugar, but it's so much less sugar and butter because it's held together by flour, which was really interesting.
Is sugar, like, a binding agent? I thought it was just for sweetness.
Just for sweetness. But I guess with butter, the butter is kind of thick, so
yeah,
that's what that is. But you don't have to add as much. I don't know.
Interesting.
But it's so cool.
I know an alternative to sugar is applesauce.
Really? I thought that was an alternative to oil. I guess it's also sweet, too.
Oh, it's an alternative to oil. You're 100% right.
I mean, I guess it's sweet. Like, it definitely adds a little bit of a sweetness.
I think it's more of a natural sugar than a... Well, applesauce is... If you got a non-sugar-added applesauce, then it would be a naturally sweetened thing.
Yeah.
Or made your own applesauce, I guess.
Like, we make our own applesauce sometimes.
What?
When the drawer gets filled with random kind of old apples in the fridge.
That's crazy. Wait, you keep your apples in the fridge?
Yeah.
Interesting. We keep them out.
Place for apples is the fridge.
Oh, we keep them out on the counter. Do you put your eggs in the fridge?
Yes.
Okay, so do I.
That's what you have to do because in what Europe they're washed and you don't put them in the fridge.
I read about
here,
this recently.
They're not washed, so you have to put them in the fridge.
I think it's vice versa.
They're washed here?
I think here they have like a protective film. I mean, normally
washed.
There's a protective film and that's like removed through washing,
they're washed,
I think.
Washed somewhere.
Yeah, I think the washing here makes them so that they cannot be left out.
Okay.
You know, and honestly, I believe that because that just feeds the capitalist consumerist scheme, which says that they last less time, and they're more fragile, so you have to use them immediately, and then you have to buy more sooner.
That's very interesting.
I just made that up right now, but I totally believe that.
I wonder why they chose... Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
I mean,
eggs last a pretty long time, I will say.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
There's the egg test where you put them in the water, and then if it floats, it's bad.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Or it's the other way around. I don't remember which way. I think if it floats, it's bad.
Yeah. Okay. I guess it just means because, like, oxygen is produced or whatever. Do you know the watermelon test? How to test if a watermelon's good?
No.
It's actually an Armenian thing.
Oh, that's cool.
So you'll learn.
Okay.
You knock on it. You have to listen to the sound that the watermelon produces when you knock on it.
Okay. What sound are you
It has to
for?
Sound hollow. Hollow like a deep wood.
But it's not hollow.
It's not hollow, but the sound it produces. Hollow like a pumpkin, I guess.
That's been carved.
No. Well, I don't know. It's hard. I wish there was watermelon here so I could explain.
Watermelon.
Let me look up to see if there's a video of... Oh, well, my phone is dying, so I really shouldn't do that.
I believe it.
Yeah, so that's how you figure out if a watermelon is good, by knocking on it and listening to the sound.
That's really, really
And if it
cool.
sounds dense, then it is not ready.
Interesting. So it's underripe. So how do you know if it's overripe?
I guess it's too hollow.
I see. Very, very fascinating.
Yes. And then the best food to eat with watermelon, of course, is feta cheese. Yes, undoubtedly.
I don't like that.
The greatest combination in the world.
I don't like that. I guess I've never tried it, so I can't really yuck the
beat. You just said I don't like it several times.
I've never tried it? I'm not a cheese lady.
That's fine.
I've gotten more into cheese, though. I now eat cheeseburgers.
Cheddar cheese?
No, not cheddar cheese. Sorry to say. Cheeseburgers are so good.
Mm.
Yeah.
What is your ideal cheeseburger?
What do you mean?
If you could close your eyes and imagine the most delicious cheeseburger in the world, how would it be prepared and what's on it?
Okay. Burger, cheddar cheese, mushrooms, bacon, pickles, tomatoes, maybe like an aioli of some sort.
Okay.
But I guess if there's cheese, it doesn't really need that, but that would be pretty good.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe like a hot sauce of some sort. like a, oh, I really like Cholula.
Mm.
But I refuse to buy it, and I only take it from Mojo.
Why do you refuse to buy Cholula?
Because we have so much sriracha in the house, it feels silly to buy another thing. I'm thinking about Five Guys. I love Five Guys. So, and I guess it's on a gluten-free bun that's well toasted. Well toasted. I refuse to eat a sandwich if it's not well toasted.
Interesting.
I don't eat sandwiches often.
That's funny because I prefer my bagels not toasted.
That's disgusting. But I'm not eating your yum. That's fine.
You just said it's disgusting.
I would not eat it, but I'm not judging you for eating it.
I would eat a toasted bagel, but I wholly prefer it untoasted.
What about bread, not a bagel?
Just like regular sliced bread?
Yeah, like it needs to be toasted.
I don't really eat sliced bread. I mean,
what
I
feel... What about like your burger buns?
No.
They're not toasted?
No.
Okay. I don't like soft. I like hard.
Interesting. Actually, well, here at Trolley Stop, they toast the buns.
Okay,
but I don't really complain about it. I just, like, have it. But if I were to make a burger, I wouldn't toast the bun. I would just, like, plop the burger on the bun.
And you're fine with that.
And I'm totally great with that.
Okay. That's valid, I guess.
Were your hot dog buns toasted?
I can't eat buns.
Oh, they don't make gluten-free buns?
They do. But they were not at the party today.
I see.
Hot dogs are gluten-free, though, which is good.
I think they should be.
Sometimes they put filler in them. You never know what's in that stuff.
That's true. You would know.
Over spring break,
queen of meats.
Yes, I'm queen of meats and queen of gluten-free items.
Uh-huh.
Over spring break, they had a hot dog night, and...
You were here? Oh, and, on your trip.
And I don't really like hot dogs, so I went for the veggie dogs. And I was eating it, and, like, mid-bite, I was like, what is in a veggie dog? Like, this doesn't taste like vegetables. Like, what the frick is this? And I look at the ingredients, and it's basically just seitan. So it's basically just gluten.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I should stop eating this now. So that was pretty silly. But, yeah.
It's funny because I've only had a veggie dog once. I think it was at City Field, which is where the Mets play. Go Mets.
That's where you have to go Mets. That's where you have to have a veggie. That's where you have to have a dog. Right? That's like a thing.
I feel like lots of people who eat meat have dogs at baseball games.
Yes.
There is like one cart or one area and one area only in City Field. It is so difficult to like find. Things are like on the promenade deck, which is like the top. But those veggie dogs are pretty good. There's St. Eve's, I believe, is the brand. I don't know if it's seitan, though. I don't like seitan, like, on principle. Like, every time I eat it, I don't like it. But I don't know what's on these veggie dogs, to be honest with you. Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
You eat gluten-free hot dogs, correct?
Not often. But I used to when I was little. I would eat hot dogs.
Okay. You were, like, concerned about the contents of the veggie dog. You're like, what is this? It's not vegetables. But have you ever been concerned about the contents of a meat hot dog?
Oh, all the time. It's disgusting.
Okay.
I rarely eat hot dogs.
Okay.
I haven't eaten hot
dogs. I'm just trying to shed awareness on the weirdness of hot dogs, regardless of veggie or non-veggie.
I have not had a hot dog since I was little, except for my dad's hot dogs, which I know are all beef.
Because you hand dog them.
I don't think I should see the farmer hand dogs them. He makes his own sausage.
I have a question. What is the picture of you on Instagram where you're holding...
Everyone's brought up that photo that I posted once over winter break.
Because I think that most people don't engage with the meat industry as closely as you do.
We were making sausages, and I was... my dad cased it, and I put it in the grinder. And so you make a really long thing. Like, you put it in the casing, and it's really, really long. It comes in wrappers. And so then I was in grinder duty, and then my mom and I switched, and then I was in rolling duty. So you just, like, take it, roll it in slices, cut it, and then roll it in, and cut it, and then roll it so they're, like, dog or sausage pieces. That's the story of that photo. So I was, in that photo, I was in the cutting and rolling duty.
What did people have to say about it?
About what?
You said a lot of people have brought up the photo to you.
They're like, that was a really silly photo. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. I was just like, wow, I didn't realize Hannah got so up close and personal with all this jazz.
Yeah, I mean, my dad goes to the farm and he gets the meat. Mm-hmm. And so I worked at the farmer's market, like, selling it all. And then recently he opened up a barbecue restaurant a year ago. And so Farm Eats, for all the listeners who want grass-fed beef.
What's it called again?
Farm Eats. Farm Eats. One word.
F-A-R-M-E-A-T-S. In what town does it reside?
The storefront is in Irvington, New York.
Oh, I know someone from there.
Yeah.
Previous graduate of Lafayette College. Maddie Luksha. It's from Irvington.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where the barbecue restaurant is. And so once he opened that a year ago, then we would go and like make chili. We would make, recently he started making his own sausages. So recently we've been doing that. I made sandwiches at the farmer's market, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do not participate in my dad's business in the same way that you do, because he's the dentist.
I mean, it doesn't allow for a lot of hands-on opportunities unless you are a dentist.
Right. I mean, I was the dental assistant, so really? I feel like I got really... Yeah, I've been a dental assistant for, I would say, several hundred hours.
Or you would, he'd be like, pass me the scalpel.
Yeah.
And you're like, Dad, we're not in surgery, but...
He'd be like, suction here. Okay, Alex, go get this. No, do it like this.
He's like, okay, it's drill time.
Yeah, and then he drills and I suction or I, like, provide water.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It's always, like, I don't know how the patients read it because it's always like, hi, I'm the dentist's daughter.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not really a certified dental assistant, but I've been doing this since I was, like, 9 years old, so I think I know what's going on.
Are they okay with it always?
They've never expressed being nervous about it.
Okay.
Because ultimately, like, I don't do anything without his direction. I never just, like, put things in the patient's mouths without him telling me to, so it's fine. But I don't know how they feel. If they're, like, anxious or they wish they had a certified dental assistant.
Do you need to be, like, what is a certified dental hygienist? Like, what does that really entail?
Well, there's a difference between hygienist and assistant.
Okay.
Hygienist can do more.
Yeah.
Like, hygienist can see patients without the doctor being there, without the dentist being there.
I've seen that.
Yes. Kind of like how a PA can do what a doctor, like, can act without a doctor, but, like, yeah. But then a dental assistant really just, like, helps the dentist. I don't know how to say this without, like, sounding like it's self-explanatory. The dental assistant just, like, when the dentist is working, it's like you supplement what he's doing, they're doing, the dentist.
So
whereas,
do you,
like,
need to go to school for this?
It's like one class to be a assistant.
Okay.
Yeah, hygienist. I think you would say, like, you're in dental hygienist school.
Okay.
Whereas, like, assistant, you're like, I'm taking a class to be a dental assistant. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I never learned anything. I forget it all as soon as I walk out of the office because I really don't like it. I do it because, like, it's family business and my dad needs help sometimes.
Yeah.
/ I was doing it, like, to get hours for PA school.
That's cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, I really didn't like it. So I try to forget as much as I can.
That's sad.
And then when I go back, no, it's kind of like, I think it's not that conscious, but, like, I think if I was interested in it, I wouldn't forget.
Yeah.
Every time I go in, he's like, oh my God, you really don't remember anything. And I was like, no, I don't.
That's very silly.
Yeah.
That is pretty
But
silly.
I'm really good with like, talking to people. I love working the receptionist desk. It's my favorite thing.
Really?
Being like, Dr. Kasparian's office, how may I help you? It's like, sure, I can book you in. When do you want to come in? Thanks, Barbara. See you then.
That's my mom.
Yeah.
That's pretty silly.
Yeah, I love customer service.
I guess you like talking to people.
I really do. I love sending emails. He doesn't send emails from his office.
I know you love sending emails.
He doesn't do emails, but if he did, I would send them like crazy.
I know you love sending emails.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like when I worked at a law office, I would answer the phone and I'd be like, hello.
Yeah.
And then it would be these criminals and they were like, Andres didn't show up to court, and I'm like, I'm really sorry. That's not my problem, but you can complain on the phone to me, I guess.
That's really funny that you would speak to criminals on the phone.
It was really funny. I, like, walked into the, it was Andres Bermudez Hallstrom. I walked into his office, and he
what?
Was like, hey, that was the lawyer. He was
okay.
Like, hey, like, this is the stalker we've been reading about. And I was like, oh, hi, stalker. Okay. But, yeah. That was pretty, it was pretty cool. It was a cool job. It was also really boring at times.
I see.
But it was pretty cool.
What other jobs have I worked? I'm trying to think. I worked at a plant nursery for one summer. It was awesome. I worked the front, I worked the reception desk. I loved that job.
That's so cute.
And I learned a lot about plants.
That's really
which
cool.
is great. I worked in trees and shrubs.
Trees and shrubs.
So I sold people like trees for their yard.
Did you have to know stuff about trees? Was it like a book?
I didn't have to, like, I had no previous knowledge before getting there, and I kind of just learned it all on the job. Mm-hmm. There were, like, professional horticulturalists, yeah. like, on staff that I would direct patients to. Uh-huh. Oh, my God, not patients. Customers to. But sometimes, like, I tried my best to learn so I could help them because I kind of cared.
Yeah.
So I would help them as best I can. I wasn't supposed to make sales, but sometimes I did. but I did learn a lot. I don't know anything about, like, small flowers, like perennials and annuals. Like, when you see, like, flowers planted in a garden, I have absolutely no idea. Yeah. But any flower that is a shrub, I did sell. And I do know those. Like, hydrangeas.
Oh, my God.
Rhododendrons.
Yeah, we have those in my backyard.
Yeah. what else is popular? There was, like, a butterfly bush that people really liked.
Aww.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, so I really love that job.
I love that dog.
Oh, there's an English bulldog on the quad for the listeners.
I forgot his name is like Mr. Brown.
Really?
Something
oh, that's
like that.
So cute. My friend has an English bulldog, Caroline.
That's pretty cool.
His name is Liam. He has an Instagram at Liam the Bulldog.
The dog's name is Liam.
Yeah. At Liam the Bulldog.
That's funny when people name their dogs people names.
Right. My dog's name is Buster. It's not really a people name. Even though there's
love that.
There's a character named Buster in
Arthur.
Arrested Development.
Oh, I watched that show a little bit. I couldn't get into it.
Oh, I really liked it.
If I have a dog, I'm going to name it. I always, for some reason at home, this is always a thing. I'd be like, Mom, what are you going to name your dog? Like, what are you going to name a dog? Like, and then we see, like, a dog at the farmer's market, and we're like, there's this one dog named Almond at the farmer's market. She's so cute. And I'm like, what if you named your dog, like...
It's a great name.
We had this whole thing. What if you named your dog, like, Walnut, but then called it Wally? Like, that's pretty cute. And you're like, but his name was Walnut this whole time. So, I have a plush mellow.
Squishmallow.
Squishmallow. And its name is Kimchi.
Oh.
No, its name is Mochi.
Oh.
But I would name a dog Kimchi, and I would name the other dog Mochi.
Mochi,
so
the
kimchi
dessert.
Kimchi and Mochi.
Those are delicious.
And my current dog's name is Mochi.
You actually have a dog?
No.
Oh.
My Squishmallow's dog.
Oh. Your Squishmallow has a dog?
My Squishmallow is dog, and its name is Mochi.
I see.
And
Thank
if I had another dog...
A real dog.
If I had a real dog, its name would be Kimchi.
I haven't given this any thought, and therefore I cannot provide an answer because I'm so indecisive.
I think about this all the time.
Really? What, you would name your real dog?
It would be Kimchi.
I have no
idea. And if I had a second dog, it would also be named Mochi.
I think it wholly depends on the specific dog and what vibe that dog gives to me.
That's what I asked someone, and I was like, hey, what would you name a dog? And they were so offended.
I don't think
like, I can't name it right now. I have to meet it.
I'm not offended. I just don't think I can assign a name. Like, I feel like in the same... I guess parents have a name planned before they meet the kid. But I'm saying, like, I feel like if I had, like, let's say a dachshund, right?
Yeah.
Imagine a dachshund. And then imagine, like, a shepherd dog. Those two dogs evoke very different vibes.
They're not both Kimchi.
I mean, I guess lots of people name dogs like Spotty or whatever. That's a weird name, but I'm trying to think of like a common dog name.
Daisy.
Daisy.
Daisies.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Lizzie's dog's name is Buddy. Her brother named it.
Buddy.
But I'm saying, I guess you could have a dachshund and a shepherd named Buddy, but I feel like I would really need to get to know the dog. And I like the idea of naming the dog a person's name.
You know.
Like, I can't think of anything. I have to meet the dog and see what they get.
That's okay.
Georgia.
That's,
I feel like I would love to name a dog Georgia.
Okay. Oh, there was one dog I met named Georgia. My sister was on the soccer team.
Yeah.
And one of the girls, Sophia Grossman.
Okay.
Her parents always brought the dog Georgia because when the son was naming the dog, they thought she kind of looked like a Georgia O'Keeffe painting.
Oh, wow. I was thinking Georgia, like Georgia Peach, like being like really sweet and cute and like soft and fleshy. But that's fair.
Georgia peach.
You know who's a Georgia peach?
Yeah.
Darlene Yost.
I knew that. I don't know who that is. I mean, I know who that is, but I've never met her.
She works in payroll. I went one time. She offered me a Clif Bar out of her desk.
Did you express, like, hunger?
No. She was like, please have a Clif Bar.
Oh.
And I was like, thank you very much, Darlene.
Aw, what a Georgia peach.
She kept me chatting for, like, 20 minutes.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I feel bad for people who work in the basement because I feel like they don't get
I
as much interaction.
Really I also
feel
bad.
That's why she was so excited to talk to me.
Aww.
I don't know. I'm just imparting this business on her. I have no idea that's how she actually felt.
Again, sorry, there's a dog.
It's the same dog.
And it's the same one. That's pretty silly.
Yeah, I do have a lot of cats in my cat game, Nico Atsume.
Get out of that silly game.
But they come pre-named, so that if I try to think of like a new name for them, then it's all then
means,
I have the thought of the old name for them.
No, you can't think of a new name.
Some of their names are funny. Like, I usually try to like change a little bit. Like, one of their names was I'm trying to think of like a funny one. One of them I think was named like Tabby. I named it Tabithalina. Or one of them was Shadow, named it Shadowbeth, like Elizabeth. Just funny things.
Whenever my sister and I would play, I don't know why this was relevant, but we would play computer games.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime we'd like create, you have to create like an account, or not an account, but it's like, this is your like user folder kind of thing. Like, you're playing now.
Yeah.
We would always use the name Bobolina.
Oh, that's funny. I love making names out of names. Like Jules, I always call her Julesabeth.
She hates that.
I know, she hates it so much. Danielle, I would go backwards and I call her Big D. That's her new
I
name.
I like Big D.
In the past year,
I've called her Big D. Does she like Big D?
She's not, like, opposed.
She hasn't said anything bad.
Well, that's like in my creative writing class when my professor decided to give us all nicknames.
That's really
Someone
silly.
Recently said that it was because he didn't want to learn our names, but I think it's harder to learn nicknames. But my nickname was, Showtime.
Oh,
because
why is that?
We were assigned to write about different settings, and he went around the room and pointed, said, you go here, you go here, you go here. And he assigned me to write about the State Theater downtown.
Uh-huh.
And then when I brought my piece, the piece was, like, setting. Everyone had to write about a setting. So I had to write about State Theater for the arts.
Theater?
Of course I went. Oh, Danielle.
Okay, did you listen to a show?
No, I just walked right outside.
Okay.
And when I read the piece out loud,
yeah,
he said, great job, Showtime. And I said, thank you. And he went, so you accept? And I was like, I guess.
Who is this?
He was a visiting professor. His name was BJ Ward. I highly recommend looking. He's a poet.
Did you like him?
I loved him because he was crazy.
When was this?
Freshman spring.
Wait, that's so cool.
He named somebody, I'm trying to think what other people's nicknames were, like Silent Butterfly, Derek Jeter, Proletariat. It was hilarious.
Was anyone like anti their name?
No. Everyone accepted it.
Did you accept?
Yeah, I accepted. It was
Showtime. Wait, so did it
so
take a
funny.
While for some people to get names?
I would say within the first we met once a week. It was a 3-hour class.
Oh, wow.
So I would say within the first 3 sessions everybody had a nickname.
Wow.
It was Wednesdays nice. From 1 to 4 in the class.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't have enough patience for that.
It was a lot, but then it gave me the whole week to write, which was good. That was a good class, BJ Ward. He was hilarious.
That's so
One
cool.
time, I don't know if I talked about this on another podcast episode. Maybe, I feel like I did, but whatever. I told this story recently. Anyways, but we were learning how to write about sound. That's not cool. Onomatopoeia, but like, I guess onomatopoeia, but like more complex.
That's
like,
cool.
What's the sound of like a door creaking open? Or what's the sound of like my footsteps? How do you write this?
Like a crinkling.
But I'm saying like what like letters you use to evoke that sound.
That's
so
really cool.
He had us all like go around. Here, let's say it was this. You know, listeners, I hope you can hear this. And he made us all like go around and write down like what we thought, how that would be spelled. And then he opens the door to the hall, writes them all on the board, opens the door to the hallway, calls on Julia Santinello.
Oh my god, she was in your class?
No, she was passerby in the hallway. This was in the psych building. I don't know why class was in the psych building.
Oh my god, she would have like gotten into this.
Like, he was like, hey, you, come here. And Julia Santinello walks, but I don't really know her at this time. But I think I knew of her. But she walks into the classroom and he was like, pronounce this. And she was like, pfft. And he was like, thank you. And then he was like, you can leave now. It was like in the middle of our class. It was so funny. He was so weird. Yeah, he was hilarious.
That's so cool.
Oh, this was my, the girl in the sweatshirt here was my roommate during COVID.
Oh. Yeah.
No.
Bad vibes?
There weren't bad vibes. It was just like I had COVID. I was in a dingle for like many days. And then one day she just arrived without me being noticed. I was not given prior notification that she was coming.
But she wasn't cool about it?
She was just like, I don't know. She just like moved my, like I was out. I think I was on a walk or something. And then I came back. I went upstairs to my room and like, I mean, I had taken over all the beds, all the desks, yeah, whatever, because I thought it was my room.
Yeah.
And what is going on? The bulldog is barking. Mr. Whatever.
Same dog. Mr. Round.
Same dog.
I think his name is.
I don't know. But anyways, then she had like moved all my stuff onto the floor. I mean, I guess there was, like, I can't be mad at her because I would have done the same thing, but I just wish I had known. So it was just, like, always a bad vibe in my head because I was like, I have COVID, I feel awful, and now I have a roommate out of the blue, and, like, she was always on the phone, but, like, I just made myself agitated, you know?
But there could have been more communication or something.
Right. I think that there could have been. Or I was, like, she was on the phone, and I was like, hey, I'm really not feeling well. Can I just, like, take a nap? Can you leave? And she was like, okay. But I don't know. We just started off on a bad foot because the school never told me I was getting a roommate. Yeah. If the school told me, I think I would have been, like, more mentally okay with it.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
I remember that happened when I had COVID. It wasn't to me, but this guy, they were like, hey, it was Reed. They were like, hey, Reed, you have COVID, you can live in the White House. They said, do you know anyone who has COVID? And he was like, yeah, I know a bunch of people. And they were like, okay, you're going to be living with them. And he was like, oh, I didn't realize that was the point of this
ask.
And then he moved in, and the people that he moved into were, like, kind of pissed because they're like, we had a dingle, and then you came in. And he's like, yeah, the school didn't really explain anything.
Yeah. Katie obviously didn't say that she knew me. Did I say her name before?
No.
Whatever.
She knew you.
No, she obviously didn't say that she knew who I was. She was just given to me randomly. Can I just say it's a real pet peeve when people play music out loud while they're walking?
Yes.
It's like, this is a public airspace and you're intruding on
It didn't bother me that much right now because I know this song and it's like, I mean, I guess we're on air.
It's always bothered me.
But it often bothers me, and sometimes I forget my AirPods and I'll be walking and I'm like, oh, I really wish that I have music, and I'll for a second be like, you know, I could just play it, but I don't.
I feel like outside from your phone volume is maybe okay, but to do on a speaker is just like really, he's a speaker. Mm. It's just really, no, a phone is obviously not that loud. I don't know if you listeners heard that for a second. I don't know how these mics really pick up sound. We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, my phone is dead again. Wonderful.
Can you charge it with your computer?
I could charge it with my computer. I'm just checking the time because I'm honestly a little hungry.
Yeah.
We've been going for a while, I think. I have no idea what time we started.
Probably almost an hour.
Wow.
Wow. This is fun. Or is fun.
Yeah. This is, this is how my podcast works.
We got lost in IKEA, I guess.
Right, do you feel like we just moved in and out through random conversations?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I feel like that was kind of cool because a lot of times I get nervous when I'm having like a one-on-one conversation with someone.
But recorded?
I don't often have in my life. But I think it's interesting because now I'm like, oh, it's recorded. Like, gotta say something. And it's not weird if you say something because you have to.
Interesting.
Like, I was on a walk with Stefano today, and it was one of the first, I think the first time we've ever, like, hung out alone, like, just the two of us.
Yeah.
And it was nice, but we were walking, and I was like, is it weird for me to say, like, oh, what classes are you taking? Like, I always feel weird asking those very, like, formal questions. Because, like, yes, I want to know, but then it's also to, like, fill the silence. And, like, and then I have this, like, is it better to be filling the silence? Like, whoa. And I guess, obviously, I'm, like, closer with you than I am with Stefano.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was interesting. And then I said something like, oh, like, what's your favorite semester? Like, which one? Like, we talked about that. But
you just get uncomfortable when people ask direct questions. like that.
And then I don't want to ask direct questions.
You
to
feel
other
like it's an interview.
Because I don't want them to feel like I'm interviewing them.
Right. You always, when I asked you yesterday, I was like, how do you feel about that? You like put up like a fake microphone.
It's just a conversation. I guess, yeah.
But what you're saying is that it feels okay to naturally fill the void.
Yes.
Because this is like supposed to be taking up the, we're supposed to be taking up the airspace.
Yes. So if I said to you, if I asked you like a question, it would be okay. Like in the beginning, you said like, how did we first meet? Let's talk about it. And I was unfazed.
Do you wish this was scripted? Do you wish I had came with questions for you?
No. I mean, then it would be an interview. But no, that was okay. But if I had said that to Stefano, it would be like, I don't know, kind of weird or like it going off of our like a relationship. But like, we're just on a walk. I don't know. It would have been felt so formal.
I see.
Yeah.
It would have been. This is formal. This is a formal interview, basically. You're a guest on my formal podcast.
Like, we could have a lunch. We could be hanging out, and it could just be this, you know?
Right, unrecorded. This is exactly how probably we would have talked.
How a conversation would go.
Perhaps there would have been more lulls.
More lulls, maybe.
Daisy? Lulls on air are fine. Hey. Yesterday, Danielle and I had a lot of lulls.
Yeah?
Yeah, I recorded a podcast with Danielle yesterday.
How was that?
It was good.
I was kind of thinking, she just did a podcast. I hope this one measured up.
No. Everyone is different in its own way. Danielle pointed out, yeah, well, yeah, you take a different path in IKEA.
IKEA's pretty dogs.
Yeah. Danielle pointed out that this is just kind of a time capsule of like my relationships with different people, or she said time capsule, and I was like, I guess it's a time capsule with like my different people in my life, especially because I'm cramming this all into to the end of the semester.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Yes, I really like it.
That's so cute.
I know.
I recently got a Snapchat memory. This is kind of change of topic, but just coming back to like how nice it is to have like a time capsule of like a friend.
Yeah.
And it was, so I played the viola to all the listeners.
Uh-huh.
Something that not a lot of people know, apparently. And I don't talk about it a lot, so it's my fault, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But I have been in this Greater Westchester Youth Orchestra all since fifth grade, or going into sixth grade. And every year we would perform at Lincoln Center. And so
really?
It was a lot of fun. It was one of the best days ever. Every year. It was the coolest day. And so the last one ever, I was friends with this guy, Sachin. He was really cool. I had a little bit of a crush on him. But we're friends. We're still friends.
Okay.
But I remember there was this girl who had graduated, and he, like, took a video of him, and he was, like, to send it to her on Snapchat. And he was like, hey, Danae, like, we miss you a lot. Like, we're here at the concert. And in the background, you could hear the conductor, like, telling us, like, hey, we're going to go on in a minute. Like, let's play and do a quick tune, everyone. Like, saying some background. And then, like, the video, like, pans to me, and I'm, like, waving. And so this was 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because since then, our conductor, he passed away from COVID.
Wow.
And, like, it was just so crazy, like, seeing his voice and seeing him in the concert, like, which was probably one of his last concerts. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, me being friends with Sachin and everyone else there, and I was like, oh my god, like, that's crazy. So, nice to have a time capsule, I think. I was kind of like, wow, I should take more videos. This was kind of nice to see.
Yeah, you don't realize how, like, I'm a hoarder when it comes to, like, everything, especially, like, photos.
Oh, my God.
I don't delete anything. Emails, like texts. I'm always like, what if I want to reference this?
Yeah.
But you don't realize how, like, I don't know, taking one picture now might really, like, in the future, be a moment that you reflect on so deeply.
I love looking at my camera roll.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, a small photo of, like, anything might, like, make a big difference.
I think it's funny, future. Like, looking at, like, just each semester, mm-hmm. where like I've been friends with different people, and like people like come and go into my life, and like over the summer it was such a concentrated, like, you almost couldn't pick who you hang out with. It was just who happened to be here, and so we'd all hang out with people, and I have these photos of people.
That's nice.
Where I'm like, wow, I literally don't talk to anymore, and like it's not really sad, because it was like, well, we were friends because that's just how it was.
Right. I love happenstance. That's like when I had COVID.
Yeah.
I became best friends for 5 days with 5 girls in the field hockey team. And Jeffrey Alexander and whatever, and all those people. That guy that just walked across, like, I forgot his name. But yeah, we were like a little family when we had COVID.
I feel that way too.
And we did, like, I don't know, we hung out, we went mattress sledding down the steps of the Weiss house.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Yeah, we like played darts together. It was really a great like community almost.
Yeah.
And
that's
like
really cool.
I've actually kind of maintained like saying hi to those people now.
I still say hi to them. It was a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really cool thing about humans. Like, I think about, like I was in day camp in, like, sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Or going into sixth grade, which was kind of a time when a lot of people didn't go to day camp. They went to sleepaway camp. And I was in, like, day camp, and I always felt kind of weird about it because all my friends were at sleepaway camp. But I ended up meeting friends at this day camp, and some of them were really, really cool. And I, like, think about it a lot. Like, I don't even remember what they look like. Really, I think I saw one of them at Stop and Shop like a couple years ago, and I was like, I think that's that girl. But just such like happenstance friends where like you get like really close to someone for a month.
Yeah.
And then never see them again. Like, it's kind of sad, but it's also just kind of like cool. Like, that's how things are.
Yeah. Like, when I, a little bit different, but similar. Like, my Armenian sleepaway camp experience. I also went to day camp until I was in... until I aged out. My local town day camp went until the summer before eighth grade.
Okay.
I did it from K to then.
Okay.
Kindergarten to then.
Okay.
After that, I was finally allowed to go to sleepaway camp, my Armenian sleepaway camp. So I went. It was like a two-week session every summer. And the last... I think I went for four summers. Or four... I went four times for
okay.
2 weeks
okay.
over the summer. And the last one is, like, teen session. It's, like, 14 to 16 years old. And I made some pretty good friends at the time. I didn't really think anything of it. And then I became more involved in, like, Armenian youth groups.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, now, you know, there's, like, an Armenian weekend. I went to the one in February.
Yeah, I know about that.
And I see so many people from, like, Armenian sleepaway camp at these events. It's really, like, Armenian Sleepaway Camp is the greatest networking event that I've ever, like, participated in. It's really crazy. And one of them, one of my, like, best friends from teen summer, you know, I saw her, like, one time at Armenian event in, like, 2019. And then I saw her again this past February, and she lives in D.C.
Oh, my God.
So I'll probably, like, see her when I'm there, which is crazy. Like, that, you know, she is coming back in my life, even though
that's
I probably thought
so
I'd never
cool.
see her again.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cool thing when people come back.
Yeah. So maybe you'll reconnect with your camp friends.
Maybe. I remember one of them's name was Camille.
Okay.
She was crazy. In a good way. And I remember I went 2 years or 3 years to this camp, and like we weren't friends till the last year, and I was like, well, I'm friends with Camille. She's crazy.
Funny. There was a crazy girl at my Armenian sleepaway camp also, and she was best friends with someone from Lafayette. Someone from the
really?
Yeah, I was on the basketball the club basketball team. Maddie Luksha, who I mentioned before, previously graduated. I don't know why I don't remember why I brought her up before.
Irvington.
She's from Irvington. I wore my Armenian sleepaway camp t-shirt to basketball practice one day, and she was like, did you go to that camp? And I was like, yeah, I did. It's like some random Armenian sleepaway camp. You probably never heard of it. She's like, my best friend went there.
Oh my God.
And her best friend was wiling.
Wow. She in like a bad way almost?
She was just like a wild child. Not a wild child, like really unruly, but she just like loved to push the buttons, loved to push the rules.
Yeah.
And like as like a middle schooler, I was very far into my lifehood. I was a rule follower. I would say until like last year, 2 years ago. Like very strictly.
Yeah,
and I was always so blown away by how like she always like organized for us to like sneak out at the bunks at night and like do all these like
that's
things.
That's so cool. I wish I was more like that.
Yeah. But anyways, like I reconnected with her through Maddie when she came here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my computer is 5%.
Okay.
So we should wrap up.
Okay.
Were you going to say anything more?
I was going to say that I'm sad to graduate a little bit, but I'm also not, because I know that I've lived here for 4 years and I've made all the friends partially because of happenstance. And if I I stay close to people, that's really cool. But if I don't, I'm going to meet more people in life because that's just, like, how it is. You know? Like, not having Camille in my life has been okay.
Right.
Oh, there was this one girl named Joelle because her dad's name was Joe and she was, like, named after him. And I always thought that was, like, the coolest thing because I never met anyone with that name. But...
Was it Joelle from here?
No.
Oh, that would've been funny.
Joelle. Is it Joelle who goes here?
She graduated last year.
Oh. I don't think so.
Okay.
But, like, I'm sad to graduate and not see people again. Like, you know, random people on the Frisbee team who I'm probably not going to keep up with, but they're really nice.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to have that exact type of relationship with someone else in the future.
Right. It's really interesting because, like, I don't remember if I was really sad graduating high school because I was like, you guys are always... I went to a public school, so everyone's, like, from my hometown.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll probably see you guys again in the future. And it's crazy now because I'm texting some of them being like, come to my graduation party.
Aww.
And some of them are like, no, I am, or not no, but like, sorry, I can't make it. And I'm like, it's really crazy that you're still in my life. Like reflecting on leaving here and physically not being with the people here because my high school friends are still in my life. Maybe, you know, will still be in my life in a few years.
It's really crazy because people, like, this is our home, and then we leave the home, and then you go everywhere else.
Right. Right. I text my friends, and I was like, yeah, and I'm moving to D.C. in 2 weeks. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, sorry I didn't tell. Like, you know, we didn't have time to catch up.
Yeah.
People just go their own ways.
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
But I think, like, in high school, I was really sad about it, but now I'm, I don't know, maybe it's just a protective strategy. I'm going to be really sad in 2 weeks.
It could be a coping strategy. Yeah. I've been really sad for the past week.
I think.
And I think I will continue to be sad.
I'm just kind of like, people were in my life now. Like, okay, my two best friends in high school, they both moved away, so they don't live in Larchmont anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they both go to school far away, and I don't really talk to them anymore. And, like, I was sad about it, like, sophomore year and a little bit, like, last year. But now I've kind of, like, we text occasionally, but they both have boyfriends, and I think that makes people, like, don't get me started on this, but... It just,
like, maybe we should record another episode of this
episode.
So that we have time to really flesh this out because I have to go to the bathroom and I
have to
eat dinner and my phone, my computer's
do all
dying.
Those things as well. But
I couldn't make it an hour without breath.
I think it's funny because the person from home that I keep in contact with the most is this girl that I ran track with, and she's a sophomore. And we weren't super close in high school, but we're both kind of in the same like mindset of life where we just. Wow, I didn't really think about how it all goes back to being in a relationship, but we're all like, yeah, we don't really want that right now, and so we talk about that a lot, and just, like, the silly things that we do, and then it's become into, like, other silly things. Like, I showed her my art project, and she was like, what shows are you watching? And I told her about my concert, and, like, all that type of stuff, but...
That's nice.
Yeah, but it's, like, not someone that, you know, you would have thought of.
Right. Hi, Tess, guess what?
I guess it's been an hour.
We're recording an episode of a podcast, if you want to pop in right at the end. We're about to end.
Tess,
everyone.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I think, not to get all, you kind of walked in at an emotional moment.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
No, not like a bad way, but I think it's kind of apropos that you walked in because
whoa, what a fancy word.
Fancy as frick.
Yeah.
I think it's cool because we met you this year, and I feel like we've gotten closer with you this whole year, but now we're leaving.
And now you're going to take over where we are.
Yeah, I said, like, I'll see you, like I said to, I just had my last show of my freshman year, and so I said, like, see you guys in September, and now I'm sad.
Yeah.
We were just talking about how, like, things move on.
This is probably the best thing I've done, like, being here genuinely, was joining WGRH, so.
I'm glad that we were a part of that experience, not to make it about us.
I'm going to miss you guys a lot.
Aw. So. Yeah, well, thank you for being on this episode,
yeah.
Briefly. Yeah. I was emotional sitting in there earlier.
I'm going to cry when I get home.
My last show, it's going to be really hard. My co-host is leaving for a crew regatta. The day, like, hours after our last show.
Right, she's not even walking at
she's
graduation.
She's not even walking, so I'm literally not going to see her for unknown time.
Wow.
I don't think it's crazy.
So,
thank you.
Podcast,
yeah. Thank you, Tess.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we clocked her in to her radio show before, and now we're clocking her out.
Cool.
Um,
should we we sign off?
Yeah, I'm really concerned that my computer's going to die. Let's so we should sign off. Thank you for listening. This has been another episode of Lost in IKEA with Alex.
Wow, Kasparian. I really did get lost.
Great.
I feel like enjoyed
that
this.
Means that we achieved the goal of the show.
This was really, really, really cool.
The point is that, well, the reason I need to get lost in IKEA is because I feel like I'm constantly having like 16 different conversations such that I'm lost in all of the wings of those.
Yeah.
And I thought that naming Lost in IKEA would be apt. And I'm glad that you feel like we got lost in that, so that's good.
I feel lost on the quad. Like, we're sitting right now, and I was kind of nervous when it started. Because I was looking around, I always get distracted by other people, but I was like, no, like, we're in our own bubble here.
You also have a more visually stimulating view, where I do not. I made you sit there, so I'm sorry for that.
No, it worked out, and it was great.
Okay, great.
But thanks for listening, everyone. This was a really cool thing that happened today. Yeah, thanks for being a part of it.
Yeah, thank you, Hannah, for being a part of my show.
Do you have, like, a little, like, sign-off, like, do-do-do-do-do, this is Alex.
No, but I'll just let that be it for this episode.
Are you gonna like save that and then put it on at the end, like splice it out?
TBD. TBD. All right.
Bye. Guys.
Bye.